Let's get my next guest out. I think she's one of the most exciting and brilliantly talented vocalists to emerge in this country in many, many years. It is Amy Winehouse. Amy, you look stunning. That's a great dress. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Congratulations. That certainly
Thank
perked
you.
Me up knowing. Amy, I'm a big fan of. I heard her album, and initially I wouldn't listen to that sort of thing, I thought. Someone told me it's new jazz, okay? And I know you might dispute that. The album's called Frank. Listen to it. It was knocked out by your voice. So where are you from? Tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been singing? What's going on?
I'm from Southgate. I was born in North London, and, yeah, I'm a jazz singer. You know, that's where I come from, even though I'm really young.
Yeah. Well, now, 20 years old, why turn towards jazz? Most people your age, I would guess, and I hope I'm not just spouting a cliche or generalisation here, but I suspect it's true. Most youngsters, when they start singing, they want to do R&B, or they want to do rock and roll, or even hip-hop or rap or something.
Yeah.
But going to jazz, and it does seem to be quite a new trend now. There's quite a few new sort of jazz voices on the scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't call a lot of people that are doing jazz singers, you know what I mean? My albums are kind of straight jazz, hip-hop, cross. There is no blues or folk, you know what I mean? It's just a straight jazz, hip-hop album, and a lot of the stuff out is not heartfelt,
yeah.
You know, and I just wanted to write music that was emotional and that people would want to listen to and connect with.
And you write it all yourself or you write with someone?
I write all the lyrics myself, I write on the guitar.
Okay. What are the songs about then, if people haven't heard the album yet? What kind of subjects do we deal with here?
Well, I always said I never wanted to write about love, and then I went and did that anyway. I've got maybe 7 or 8 songs
but
that
you're
about this guy.
Is that your ex-boyfriend you're talking about this?
Yep.
Man, now I wouldn't want to be an ex-boyfriend of yours. I mean, I'm sure it's a fun ride while it lasts, but afterwards, then you get the album coming out, because you're quite hard on him, I feel.
Well, I was very frustrated at the way things turned out with me and him, as he was. And you know when you're quite emotionally tied into someone, it's never that simple.
Yeah. You call him a lady boy at one stage in the album. There's something no one wants to be called, even if you are a lady boy, I suspect. You're a very confident young woman, I've noticed. Have you always been kind of this self-possessed?
Yeah.
No, I mean that nicely. I mean, you know, I'm surprised. And it's a good thing. Do you get it from your mum, your dad? I mean,
I don't know. My dad's quite outspoken. Mm-hmm. He's a cab driver.
Oh, well, that's saying no more.
Yeah.
That's it. And has he got a picture of you in the cab now? Does he lean back? Does he try and flog your album to people in the taxi?
I don't think so.
You're managed by the company. And this surprised me.